نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, during this trip of ours, we discussed three topics. One is the Honorable Sahaba. We discussed briefly in our previous programs. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. In tonight's program, we will discuss Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Likewise, we discussed the three honorable imams of fiqh already. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and Imam Malik rahimahullah. Tonight, inshallah, we will discuss Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. And similarly, we discuss three awliya'ur rahman, awliya'ullah. We discuss Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, and we discuss Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah. Tonight, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will discuss Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. So that is our topic for tonight. Why is it important for us to know? Because Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has informed us in Surah 3, Chapter 3, Verse 31. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That say, O Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love me, you love Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Then follow me, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. We need to understand the philology and the history behind these words. You have a baqarah, you have a cow, and that cow gives birth to the calf. In Arabic, that calf is called tabi'. So how the calf follows its mother everywhere, we should be imitating Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks of life. So that is the requirement. Not only remember in the masjid, or for example, special occasions, our whole life we should look at the noble example of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the benefit? Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala will forgive you your sins. It's a win-win situation. Chapter 3, verse 31. Second, Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us, human being, we need role models. So, Almighty Allah speaks of the beloved students and companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, used to say that when we take Sahaba, the beloved students of the Master alayhi salam, and his honorable companions, we should say, radiyallahu anhum. Because that is what Almighty Allah calls them. And that is what Allah conferred upon them. See chapter 9, surah 9, surah Tawbah, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. The first and the foremost among the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the migrants from Makkah to Medina and the helpers and those who assisted, meaning the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, and those who followed them, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, who followed them sincerely, who fulfilled their duty with beauty. What will happen to them? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. They in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah. Allah promises them Jannatul Firdaus and states, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the supreme success. So first we follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter we follow who? The beloved Sahaba and companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter in chapter 31, verse number 15, Almighty Allah uses the same word. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow immaculately the path of those who turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and those are the Awliya'ul Rahman, the Awliya'ullah. So that is our Muqaddama, our introduction. Now we to say, Sayyidina Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. 13th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise took place. Then we find that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's martyrdom takes place in the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred towards the ending of the 35th year of the Hijrah. Hence we come to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Wa ma adraka man Ali. Who is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father is Abu Talib. His mother is Fatima binti Asad. You must remember that he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who has the distinction, and this is mentioned by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, that if you look at the man, the first personality to embrace Islam was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. If we study the females, then it is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And if you look at the children, then it was none other than Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu has another distinction. He did not grow up in his formative years in the house of his father and mother. He grew up in the house of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grew up with the master alayhi salatu salam's barakah in the house of the master alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, teaching him, training him. You know that marriage lasted for 25 years and 6 children were born. And remember 4 beloved daughters and 2 sons. The sons passed away in infancy. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from a very young age, he was there staying, eating, sleeping in the house Mubarak of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. Now when he grows up, remember what happens, that we find that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his proposal. For who? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is the ladli, the most beloved child, daughter of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the second year of the Hijrah. It's the month of Ramadan. Today if we tell people, my son, daughter is getting married during Ramadan, they will look at us like, you know, that this Sheikh Shayed, what can Jews say, they don't want to even give us food, you know. So therefore he decided the month of Ramadan. Yeah, the greatest Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisai Ahlil Jannah. She is the leader of the women in Jannah. She was 15 years, 5 months old. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs a nikah to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an during the second year of the Hijrah, and that is the nikah performed in Medina Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi. Lo and behold, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu has the distinction of becoming the son-in-law of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They already, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable father Hazrat Abdullah And remember that he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's father, Abu Talib, they're brothers. So remember, they were already in relationship and they were cousins. But now he became son-in-law and father-in-law. So further the relationship was enhanced. Who is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an? His manaqib and virtues, if you ask Imam Nasai rahimahullah, who wrote the hadith kitab Sunan Nasai, he wrote a whole book, Khasa'is Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. The unique features and characteristics of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an was a master, a linguist par excellence in the Arabic language. He stayed in the house of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him all the fields. And what does he say? People today say, my daughter, my son is getting married, the nikah is performed. So we went to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. When I say we went to Sayyidina Ali, meaning you read in the books. We asked him, Madha nikahu ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? What is nikah ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? He was a linguist par excellence. So see what he says. The definition of nikah by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. He says, sururu shahrin. 1 month's happiness. The husband tries his level best, that every warm fancy of his wife he wants to fulfill. The wife, she tries to make the husband happy. So sururu shahrin. So just to draw a slight analogy, what we call. So today you must remember the modern world, they say, when they get married, they say they're going to Mauritius, Maldives, Malaysia, three countries with the M, you know. So why are you going by? You say honeymoon. So whether it's permissible or not permissible, I'm not discussing that. So remember that when they come back, the honey is missing and the moon is missing. So you must remember. Because now they were in the dream world, now you came to the actual world, where the raw emotions, where you have to face the reality of life. You're not just flying here and there and everything. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is teaching us sururu shahrin. Then luzumu maharin, you have to pay the mahar. One day, they had a seminar, and one old baji in Q&A, he asked the question, he said, why must we men pay the mahar? So I looked at him, I said, who's going to give a long philosophical answer? So I said, baji, no pay, no play. You see, you can't pay for play free of charge, you know, you have to pay. So bichara baji after that didn't ask any questions. See, every phrase with a ra, with a re. Sururu shaharin, luzumu maharin, and then ghumumu daharin, and then it is life of responsibility. When I was alone, I was carefree. Now I must worry about wife. Duk suk, she falls sick, it becomes my problem. This happens, it's my problem. Then she gives birth, remember now it's wife and child, children to worry about. So life of responsibilities. How it is 1 month's happiness. How there are so many roses, but with that there are thorns also. And we have to take the entire package. Sururu shaharin, wa luzumu maharin, wa ghumumu daharin, wa kusuru zaharin. You see some people, then they got married, they were 100% in qiyam. They were standing. And now after 5 years, 10 years, bichara, in Maimon we say, vako varivyoi. You see, bichara, he's in ruku already. Understood? So you must remember this. So you ask him, baji, who tell you? He say, I took second wife, third wife, she finished me up. So he's gone perpetually in ruku now. You see, vakusuru zaharin. See, master of Arabic language. Then we go to Sayyidina Ali, he said, sururu shaharin, waluzumu maharin. Then waghumu mudaharin, wakusuru zaharin. And then he said, oh person, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, today you're getting married, but don't forget one day, wa nuzulu qabrin. And we will take your body and we will then give it back to the ground. You are the son of the soil. You are the daughter of the soil. Who can define nikah like that? So many examples of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, master of the Arabic language, remember. It is called the fasaha, the eloquence and brilliance of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. The occasion comes now for the hijrah. Who is Thani Asnain? Surah 9, verse number 40. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it in the noble Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, be ready, we're leaving now. We're going from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. You will be my companion in Safar and Hadar. You are my companion whilst I'm traveling and whilst we're in Makkah and Madinah and so forth. But who will take care of all the amanat, all the trust that were entrusted to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That function was given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Ali radiallahu anh, that you're going to sleep here in my house, and when I leave, I will just sprinkle some sand on them, and I will read, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا. Allah Jalla wa'ala will let their vision become blur, and they won't see. And then I will go, and then they will wonder, because the youth had prepared that all of them simultaneously will then attack Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the door was opened, they saw Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. She's wondering what's happening now. Say, what you doing? He said, no, I'm here to give now all the trust that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. See, who will you entrust with all your amanat and everything? The Arabs knew, the mushrikeen knew, as-sadiqul amin. Before the revelation led to revolution. So remember, they would say, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a sadiq, the truthful. Amin, the most honest personality. So all that they knew. But when the wahi came, then the revolution came also with it. So what had happened was, but still they would leave the trust there by the Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that also was given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And then remember when the migration takes place, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made muwakhat, one muhajir, one ansar, one muhajir, one ansar. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala came afterwards to Madinah Munawwara. Now you study every battle. It's a topic on its own. Do we know what is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's name? Ali bin Abi Talib. What is his other name? Haydar. So you must remember, Sammatni Ummi Haydar. Haydar refers to the lion because of the bravery. He never ever retrogressed. He always advanced in the battles, you must remember. Look at the battle of Badr, study the battle of Uhud, look at the battle of Khandaq, look at the battle, you must remember, of Khaybar, we'll come to Khaybar. So everywhere he was right in the first surf. Because my mother called me the brave lion. And the lion never ever retrogresses, he always advances. And that was Sayyidina Ali. Therefore, when we speak of Khulafai Rashideen, we say Sadaqat Siddiq, the truthfulness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And we say that of Adalat Umar, the justice system of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. And Sakhawat Usman, and the generosity of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. And Shaja'at Ali, and the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So that is how you sum everything up. Nevertheless, we find that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh was always, we must remember, right in front. It is the Battle of Khaybar, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. It's the month of Muharram, it's the 7th year after the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأُوتَيَنَّ الرَّايَا, tomorrow I'm going to give the banner, the flag to that personality. May يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love that person. Every Sahabi there says how we desired that we must get the flag and the banner. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says that day, meri dili tamanna tha, it was my ardent desire and wish that even I received that banner and that flag. Next morning, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina Ali? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi aini shay. There is some problem with his eyes. He can't see. There's a lot of pain. Call him. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his own saliva mubarak and rubbed it on the eye of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ali says, after that, my eyes never experienced any difficulty. Sayyidina Ali, I digress for a minute. While it's in my mind, let me speak. Sayyidina, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. All of you, mashallah, who's hafiz and so forth, so you must remember this. You got your young children, grandchildren. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who comes to the father-in-law, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I learn, I forget. What must I do? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Ali, on the night of Jumu'ah, that's what we call last night now, Thursday night. So after Maghrib, after Isha, any time that is convenient for you, you read 4 rakat salat. Is it Tirmidhi's hadith? If you got the Arab copy, our copies in Indo-Pak, you won't find the Tarjamatul Bab, the heading. But if you have the copies from Lebanon and Beirut and Dimashq and Damascus, you will see, is that in there, Babu Majah fi du'ai hifzil Quran. How you can become a pakka hafiz, a good hafiz. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu complained, Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when it is the night of Jumu'ah, any time after Maghrib, after Isha, you perform 4 rakat salat, like how we read before Zuhr. So 4 rakat one way. Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yasin. 2nd rakat, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. 3rd rakat, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 31, Surah 31. And thereafter, you must remember that Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. That is the sequence shown by Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and then Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. Obviously, Surah Fatiha before each Surah. And then after salam, you make dua. And see what a powerful retentive memory Allah Jalla Wala will grant you with. So he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught Sayyidina Ali. He says, I started practicing on this. Fama nasitu ba'adu. Then after that, I should not forget. I had a great powerful memory. That is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed Sayyidina Ali with the barakah of the prescription given by the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go on. It is, you must remember, the month of Muharram. It is the 7th year of the Hijrah. And the glad tidings is given. I will give the raya, the flag. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his saliva mubarak, rubs it on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and whose eyes mubarak, and the flag is given. Now listen, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What is one title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? What is one title? Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Siddiq. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, you must remember from Mi'raj, then the people rejected, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I accept Ya Nabi Allah, فَسَمَّاهُ Siddiqa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Siddiq. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu becomes the 40th person to embrace Islam. He says, Ya Nabi Allah, alaysna ala al-haq. Alasna ala al-haq, are we not on the truth? He said, of course we are on the truth. Why must we fear all these people? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle. The 2 generals on the side. Before Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, 3 days before that, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. One side Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. One side Sayyidina Umar, فَسَمَّاهُ فَارُوق. Even the enemies knew, now there's no chance. One side the Master alayhi salam, and on other side Sayyidina Hamza, Sayyidu Shuhada, and this is Farooq, the one who brought the distinction between the Haqq and the Batil, and he feared none besides Almighty Allah. Then we come to Sayyidina Usman, Zun Nurain, 2 beloved daughters of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his nikah one after the other. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, after her demise, then Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. What is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Fatih Khaybar. In those days, when a battle would be taking place and ensuing, initially from the Muslim side they would come out, one, two, three. From the enemy side, one, two, three would come. There would be a duel. And then the armies will come and challenge one another. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu took on the greatest Jew as far as battle, fighting, and all that was taking place. What was the Jewish person's name? His name was Marhab. How you say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba? The Jewish person's name was Marhab. Sayyidina Ali, a master with the sword. In matter of seconds, not matter of minutes, brothers, he took him on and finished. Marhab dispatched straight to Jahannam. The Jews couldn't believe our greatest warrior finished in seconds by the the greatness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. A master, he had the sword of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, Zulfiqar. So you must remember that now there was a fort. Those of you, my brothers, mashallah, Allah Jalla wa'ala take us again and again. Bar hazirin nasib farmai that we go to the Haramain Sharifain. Our problem is this, brothers. Let us be honest. That we know all the shops and the malls and that, but our historical places, the places of significance, we don't know. When I'm in Makkah Mukarramah, I ask the people, that do you know where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was tortured and persecuted? He used to say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Because of that sacrifice, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Bilal, on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, when the conquest of Makkah took place, O my Muazzin Bilal, O my Minister of Finance Bilal bin Rabah, his name Bilal, his father's name Rabah, his mother's name Hamama, O Bilal, my African Muazzin, today we give you that honor. No person before you, no person after you will ever have that honor. You climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the Adhan from there. Yet the barakat it was of Ahad, Ahad. Now where did all this happen? The Ummah knows all the malls, but go to Batha Quraysh. Go to Batha Quraysh and go see the land and sand there. That land and sand is where Sayyidina Bilal was tortured, persecuted, and he shouted Ahad, Ahad. So this Ummah, when you in Medina Munawwara, then mashallah, the days got barakah, Medina got barakah, everything. But today with your visa, inshallah, once the visa is open, then you go to Khaybar. We've been there. And what happens? 150 kilos. So you must remember, when you go there, till today you will see the forts, big, big forts. So the Jews were hiding in these forts. And no one could really crush the doors, big, big doors. Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, anhu alone, he went to the big fort. The fort was called Qamus. The warrior of the Jews, his name was Marhab. And the fort's name was Qamus. So Sayyidina Ali went with his hands, he destroyed the door. And that is how the whole tide changed in favor of the Muslims. And that is how, you must remember, the battle was won and the Jews accepted that they will stay there, but the prophets and the prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, and the yield of everything, the dates, the prophets will go to the Muslims and they will get a share of it. See, my brother, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu, Fatih Khaybar. Till today, the incident took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and lo and behold, we're in 1442. You go to Palestine, today occupied Palestine. You go to Al-Quds Sharif, to Jerusalem, and what you will find? You will find our children, our flowers of Palestine. Because they realize the Arab regimes have left them. They realize the Muslim Ummah have left them. So they said, we, the children of Palestine, we will liberate Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. With Iman in their hands and stones in their hands. With Iman in their hearts and stone in their hand. What did he say? I saw this and witnessed this myself. They would take on the most powerful army in the whole Middle East. And they would tell the Jutlas and the Jews, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the children. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Sahaba liberated Khaybar and they beat you. We also coming and we will defeat you. Who can take this away? You must remember they love death that they love martyrdom. And they hate death. Quran says that. So my brothers, understand that how nations are inspired. And you see Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's example. You come to the battle of Tabuk. Now it is the Rajab, 90 of the Hijrah. And what happens? Subhanallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement. Every male who's able, capable, must participate in this battle. 30,000 Sahaba. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith. So I spoke about it Jummah time. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's contribution. But when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go, there was a Khalifa appointed. Then he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, was made the Khalifa. So he said, Ya Nabi Allah, I want to come. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, no, you stay here. He said, I'm staying here with the women and children. So Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, you are like that personality. Nabi Musa alayhi salam went and appointed Nabi Harun alayhi salam as the Khalifa. So how Nabi Musa alayhi salam went, I'm going also. And you the Khalifa, that will be your rank status, like you are such a great personality. So imagine how much confidence the Master alayhi salatu salam had in Sayyidina Ali. If you know anything about Hajj, the first Hajj you must remember after the ayat was revealed. So walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayti man istata ilayhi sabila. The Amirul Hajjij, the Amirul Hujjaj was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr left with the people. After that, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Ali, you go also. And these are the announcements you must make in the gullies and alleys there of Makkah Mukarramah. Ala la yatufanna hadhal bayt mushrikun. La yatufanna hadhal bayt uryanun. No non-Muslim is allowed now to perform tawaf here at Baytullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najas fala yaqrabul masjid al harama ba'da amihim hadha. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Ba'da amihim hadha, after this year, refers to the ninth year. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had to go and make all these announcements. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to go and read Surah Tawbah, the first 13 verses in the gullies, alleys of Makkah, to show the people now these are the laws of Islam. There he was. The Amir was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The Mu'lin, the announcer, was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Then who is in charge? You must remember of all the whole burial. It was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So we must remember that. So his manaqib, his virtue and merits are beyond our imagination and perception. So we must remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Definitely part of the Ahlul Bayt. And his beloved children, who can forget? You have second year of the Hijrah. You must remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu marries Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. In the third year, Sayyida Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak honorable birth takes place. In the fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak, his auspicious birth takes place. And there's another brother also, Muhsin, but he passed away. Like we got Muhsin Yafiz, Muhsin Randeri. So you must remember he passed away in infancy. Then three sisters, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her three sisters and her three daughters, same name. So you must remember one is Ruqayya radiallahu anha, one is Umme Kulsum radiallahu anha, one is Zainab radiallahu anha. Her sisters got the same names. The three daughters got the same name. Come, we teach you something, brothers. Today, people make a lot of propaganda. We should know this. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu loved Sayyidina Ali. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Sayyidina Ali. Today I have a special, special favor to ask. What do you want, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? What do you want, Ya Umar radiallahu anhu? I want the hand of your beloved daughter. Which daughter? Umme Kulthum. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu agrees to this. He hands his beloved daughter, Sayyidina Umme Kulthum, to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the father-in-law of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Sayyidina Hafsa was in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the son-in-law of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So he asked Umar, why you wanted this? I mean, there was no real urgent need. He said, tomorrow I also will be part of the household and the Ahlul Bayt of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how they loved. Therefore, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, daily when we say we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then definitely we belong, but always add this. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak. Ya Allah, grant us your love. Allahumma arzuqna hubban nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true love of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna hubba ahlil bayt. That the household of Nabi alayhi salam, the honorable wife, the children, grandchildren, son-in-laws, everybody we must love. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no wages and compensation, but you must love my family. That is a prerequisite. Iman ka taqaza hai. That is a requirement of our iman. Thereafter, you must remember that Sawda Nikah took place, everything. Now we go on with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's children. So we see Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, in the hayati, in the mubarak life of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he by heart 13 ahadith. Young person, but love for Nana, love for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he by heart 13 ahadith. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, remember how many ahadith? When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place, there were 8 years and 7 years. So you must remember that 8 ahadith he learned directly from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want this ahadith, go open. This is our next topic. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his Mustadrak Ahmad in 10 volumes, you will find it there. So much love they had. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the love? One day, you go open Mishkat Sharif, you go open Mustadrak Ahmad. So many ahadith kitabs have mentioned it. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering the khutbah. And the two brothers, they were not twins, they were brothers. People sometimes get confused. They were walking, wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. And remember, they had red colored clothing on. And then they fell down and stumbled and so forth. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the khutbah. Went to pick up his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandson, Sibtu Rasulillah, in Arabic you say, the beloved grandsons, and said, Swadaqallah, Allah Jalla Wala spoke the truth, I am the Nabi of Allah, I am Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my heart could not now leave my grandsons like that on the floor. So I went to pick them up, kiss them, embrace them, and said, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, they are a test and a trial for you. So this is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Sayyidina Hassan sitting on a mimbar. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the Sahaba, looks at the grandson, looks at Sahaba, looks at grandson. Now what does he say? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Inna bani hadha sayyidun, that this grandson of mine is a leader. La Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni azimatayni min al-muslimin. Allah jalla wala will use him to reconcile the Muslims. Remember that. In the year 41, he was Khalifa. Sayyidina, after Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's martyrdom, then Sayyidina Hassan became the Khalifa. So after that few months, he resigned. He handed over the leadership, the mantle of leadership in Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. This is the year 41 after Hijrah. And it is known Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity, solidarity, one Khalifa, one ruler for the entire Ummah. So see how Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's household, that what great, great roles they play. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu in Karbala. We went to Karbala, brothers. Do you even know the place where it happened? The martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Today we just speak, but we don't know the real. We must know every detail, my brother. That Maidan is called Maidan-e-Tufuf. So you must remember when you go to Iraq. Iraq is a country. Iraq I went 2000 and Iran I went 2013. So wherever we find real historical facts, you must go and visit these places. Then, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُكَ الْمُعَيَنَ is hadith, Mishkat Sharif. What you see is not like what you hear. Hearing can be sometimes we must understand, or the person must, you know, give the wrong message. But you witnessing, seeing with your own eyes. So subhanallah, what Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did, who can forget? So you must remember the Ahlul Bayt, how they gave their lives. You must remember that. So all this is Haydar al-Qarrar, the father and the mother, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So we must remember that these are Mubarak, great personalities. You go on with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He's the first Khalifa who left Medina Munawwara and made the Khilafat, Darul Khilafah, the capital in Iraq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's headquarters, capital, Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, capital, Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Kufa, and lo and behold, what a blessing that also. Obviously, Medina Munawwara is our second greatest place. But as far as studies go, hadith flourished, fiqh flourished, everything flourished. All that happened after that, we must remember. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes, and subhanallah, thousands of sahaba are there. And you see how the madrasas, everything came. I just give you one incident. When we were there in 2000, if you go to Kufa, there's a masjid called Jami'ul Kufa. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu stood there in the middle. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, do we know who is he? Awwalu man ramasah man fi sabilillah. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. He stood there in the middle, he was a master marksman. He shot the arrow, it went that side. Shot arrow on the right, on the left, and he turned around. He said, oh people, this is the boundary of the masjid, and now you start building your houses around. These are what Sahaba did. They built the house of Almighty Allah first, and then they built their own houses. Till today the masjid is there. We read Salat there. So brothers, go and visit these places and go and see which accomplishments, achievements by these honorable students, companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there. And you must remember there was some misunderstanding, and then the war broke out. You must remember the Battle of Jamal. One side was Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and was Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anha, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anha. These are Sahaba. We must love them and defend their honor. After that, we must remember Battle of Siffin. One side Sayyida Ali. Every time Sayyida Ali is on the truth, 100%. So you must remember on other side is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha. When people ask Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he was a genius. What do you say of that? He said, listen, tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. That ummah passed away. For them is their actions. For you is your actions. Wa la tus'aluna amma kanu ya'malun. You will not be questioned regarding them. And we say, for all of them is Jannah. When the shuhada were brought, both groups used to read Salatul Janazah. So you must understand these things there. Nevertheless, so Abdurrahman bin Muljim comes. You must remember, and he assassinates Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. During the month of Ramadan, what does Sayyidina Ali say on that occasion? Ye kam ki baat. What were the last words, my brothers, of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an? After the person tried to assassinate, this is the life, and he speaks. He says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. I am successful. I take qasam of Allah to whom the Ka'aba Musharrafa belongs. And then he passes away. Wantaqala ila rahmatillah. Our history, if you want to call it history, is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama. And remember the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu ardah. So remember, I just gave you briefly. There's so many other things we can speak about. We come to Imams. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwuffiya bi Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, was born in the year 164 in Baghdad. He passed away in the year 241 at the ripe age, old age of 77. Do we know who's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Listen to his incident. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal grows up. I just told you of Sayyidina Ali. So the Sahaba are there, the Tabi'een are there, the Taba Tabi'een are there, and the sciences and disciplines, Quran, Tafsir, Hadith, flourishing. So he had great, great asatiza and teachers. But his greatest teacher, without a shadow of doubt, was Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Oh, students, last week I was in Cape Town. And you know, our students, graduates from Darul Newcastle, mashallah, they opened their own madrasa, Darul. Some students I met after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Because now they're teaching, they know what it is. So they come and they embrace and they start crying, you know. That you taught us this. What are we? We're non-entities. Listen to 3-4 incidents of Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. One day, that somebody asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, how much you love your Ustad Shafi'i? He said, how much I love him? For 30 years before sleeping, I used to raise my hands and make dua for my honorable Ustad, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, and then I used to go and sleep. 30 years. Today we teach our students 30 suparas out of sight, out of mind. You say, give me too much hiding, chalot, but janado, I'm gone. No, students. Imagine. When you love your ustad, you will cry for your ustad. You will make dua for your ustad. And Allah will put in your ustad's heart. He will give you so many things which you will not find in the kitabs. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal used to speak to his children, Abdullah and them, my ustad, al-Shafi'i, my ustad. One day he invited Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. And the meals, everything, they're eating on the floor. And that day Imam Shafi is eating more and more. Sab-saf, burden sab-saf kar diya. He cleaned everything up basically. So even Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was wondering, but today Ustaji ate too much, you know. But he kept quiet, he's my guest. And lo and behold, that was now after Maghrib, Aisha Salat, the daughter of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, she put the lota, you know, there in the bedroom. And said that, Ustad, my father's Ustad, now tahajjud time, you'll wake up, all these things here. So Fajr time came, they gone to the masjid. So lo and behold, daughter went. She said, nobody even touched the lota. She went quietly to father, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Shaybani. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani also. Anyway. Said, father, you say my ustad, he ate all our food up also. And he never ate tahajjud also. Which kind of children they had? So he said, well, let me ask him. So in private he asked him. He said, Ustadji, today how come you ate so much? This is not your ma'amul. I know. He said, oh Ahmad bin Hanbal, my tilmidh Rashid, my celebrated student, I know your incident. Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal. Hanbal is not his father, he's his grandfather. When your father Muhammad passed away, your father did and fulfilled and concluded one transaction, which many ulama say ajaiz, but you say there was shirk and doubt in it. So you took your whole share of your estate and you gave it away. So every morsel, every lukma I was tasting, it was just noor, noor, noor coming. So I said, how can I deprive myself of this halal and tayyibah? These are not fairy tales, brothers. These are our salaf salih. Understand this. He said, Ustadji, last night, my daughter, she left the water, everything there. And you didn't even read that one. He said, I went to go sleep. Allah Jalla wa Ala placed so many ayats in my mind. So I started making istimbat and istidlal from this ayat, this masla, from this ayat, this masla. Some I recorded, some I memorized. You were sleeping, I was making khidmat of the ummah. Tomorrow they will ask me masail, and I stayed awake the whole night, my huzu didn't break. These were our salaf as-salih. So I told you about this eating. I told you about this. We went to ask Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Then we asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us who is Shafi'i rahimahullah. He said, Ash-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. So my ustad, when the sun rises, then you see how it illuminates the world. That is what my ustad did. When he came from there, he was born in Gaza. He came to Makkah. Then he entered Baghdad. Miraran wa marratin wa karrat. He entered Baghdad so many times and went here and there. And then we used to benefit from him. He taught us Quran, he taught us Hadith, he taught us fiqh, he taught us Arabic lugha. That what is Arabic language, and you know, being a master of the Arabic language. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, now, the more famous you are, the more tribes you go through. So remember, at that time, the Ummah was ruled by the Mu'tazilites. And they are the rationalists, the people who want to use logic everywhere. So this is an academic discussion, but I will just simplify it for you. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, used to say what we say, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Al-Qur'anu kalamullah. The Qur'an Sharif is a direct speech of Almighty Allah. And it is ghayru makhluk. It doesn't have a starting, it doesn't have an ending. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. Hence, Allah's kalam, His direct speech, was, is, will always be. But these Mu'tazilites, these rationalists, they used to say, no, the Quran got the starting and the ending. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, no. Lo and behold, they took him, imprisoned him, oh brothers, and they incarcerated him for 28 months, 2 years, 4 months. Every day they used to bring him out for this Imam Ahlu. That is how he received the title, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So what happens? They would bring him and they whipped him the first time. They said, Bismillah. If you want reference of this, go open Ibn Jawzi's kitab, Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal, a whole big volume like this. You will find everything there. He said, in the name of Allah. They whipped him second time. He said, Alhamdulillah. They whipped him the third time. He said, لَيْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will happen to us except what Allah has prescribed and decreed. The son of Islam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, brothers, he's taking the punishment, he's being whipped. One day, while they're whipping him, his izar is about to fall. His izar is about to fall. He looks to the skies. He cries to Allah, Ya Allah, meri izzat ki lajrak. Ya Allah, keep my izzat intact, my honor intact. My izar must not fall. Karamatan li hadhal imam al-jaleel. His izar comes back to position. You see, brothers? That is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. You should understand who these people are. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, then government changed all. Then they said, fine, you go. Then, you know the style. Then they brought so much money, gifts. We don't sell our deen. So you must remember this. His name is written in gold, my brothers, if you study. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, when they used to torture him, what he used to say? He used to say, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janais. The day I die and pass away, then you will see what will happen. Karamatan badal maut. You will see karamat that after his death, you must remember. Go study Imam Ahmad. I went to his grave, Mubarak. The Tigris River is there, the Dijla. And this side is the Furat, is the Euphrates. Next to the Tigris River, he's buried there. Bishr Hafi. Bishr Hafi is not a waliullah. They asked him, oh Bishr, why you walk without any shoes, any sandals? You walk bare feet. Hafi means kalfoot in Afrikaans we say. So bare feet. So that's his name became Bishr Hafi. He said, how can I walk with my shoes and sandals? And that yet the awliyaullah. He said, why you can't walk? He said, Allah says that وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِئِمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. Allah says, I made this land and sand a carpet for you. And how excellent is this carpet that I laid out for you. Mujhe to sharam aati hai ke I walk with my sandals and chappal ke joote ke saath. That is not for us, obviously, to walk with shoes and... So his name became Bishr-e-Hafi. So Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam is buried there, next to him is Bishr-e-Hafi. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, janaza takes place in the year 241 in Baghdad. Then what happens, brothers, sisters, oh esteemed listeners? 800,000 Muslims came for his Salatul Janaza. 20,000 Christian Jews, non-Muslims embraced Islam on his death, after his death. When you make qurbani, you don't worry about people and that. You stick to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Never mind the rulers imprison us. Never mind they whip us and lash us. He said, if I don't stand firm today, then remember this whole aqidah, this belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then people will go astray. So he was prepared to endure all the punishment, to uphold the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So think about that seriously. So my brothers, one day when you get opportunity and you can travel in the world, then you should go and read and see all these places there. So this is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, an easy way. Every day, read 2 rakat salat. Make multiple intentions. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majlul Aqsa. Protect all our masajid. Yeah, today we are in the Glennon Road Sufi Masjid. Our Hafiz Uwais Hafidhullah, the whole Sufi family. So you must remember Sufi Sahib and his contribution. Who can forget all that legacy of his? So Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember that, reward all of them and put nur in their graves and effulgence and radiance in their graves. So read 2 rakat salat daily. Say Ya Allah, Ya 2 rakat salat is for all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, for all the Sahaba, all the Tabi'in, all the Awliyaullah, all these Imams who gave their life for the sake of Islam. Remember? Me and you, 2 hours, the light goes off, the we finish now. Swearing the wife and swearing everybody. Why? The soccer match is missing. What is wrong with us, my brothers? Sayyidina Ali, quickly I just go back. One day, this hadith in Sahih Muslim, big lesson for us. Good thing I remember it. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu. The Master alayhi salam sees Sayyidah Fatima, but obviously she's not really in that very happy mood and so forth. Aina Ali, where Sayyidah Ali radiallahu anhu? See, my sisters, my daughters, this is the answer you give, the ladli, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. There was some argument, husband, wife, it happens. She said, looking down bashfully with haya, shame, Ya Abati, Ya Rasulullah, oh my beloved father, Baini wa Bainahu Shay. We had an argument. She didn't go into the details of it. Today the daughter-in-law will add so much masala, this, that, and all that. He said one thing, they'll add. He said one, they'll add paragraphs to it. But where is he, oh my beloved Fatima? Fil Masjid. Habib, go open Sahih Muslim, you'll find it there under Manaqib Ali, the virtues and merits of Sayyidina Ali. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious, the greatest, the mercy to the entire universe. That is 100% we got no difference of opinion, is 100% our aqidah and our belief. Here Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going as a father-in-law also. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is there and he fell asleep in the masjid. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own yadi sharifa, with his own blessed hands, yamsahu turab an jasadihi, yamsahu turab an thawbihi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his jama'i, go to use the term you use, goes to his own son-in-law and with his own mubarak hands is removing the dust from the clothing, from the body of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And then what does Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Qum ya Aba Turab, Qum ya Aba Turab. His name Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, his kunya agnaman Abul Hasan, but the Master alayhi salam called him Abu Turab. He's to say, Ya, oh people, this name I love so much because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. a potentially explosive situation. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised his son-in-law. Today, father-in-law, what he will do? You won't even hear the other side of the story. What to astin chara denge pelle se. You see? Say, let me come and make some marammat, I'll then beat you properly, then we'll talk. No. See, we got no akal sometimes, you know. That's why I say on the radio, common sense is not so common nowadays, you know. So you must remember that. Common sense is not so common nowadays. It's a simple issue, you could have solved it. No, we must show, you know. Last one, we come to Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, my brothers. We went to his grave Mubarak, Mazar Mubarak, also in 2000. Historic journey it was. We spent 6 full days there in Iraq. Wonderful. Alhamdulillah. So my brothers, who is Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah? There the noble birth, auspicious birth takes place of Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. You know, if your father, mother, especially if your father is going to follow that, go and the family goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, goes via Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. What an honor it is. Allah Jalla Wala wants to show the world that this personality will become Piran-e Pir, the sage of the age. And his Hassani and his Husseini. From one parent, the lineage goes to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. From the other parent, the lineage goes to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Who has this type of honor? His Milad Mubarak, his auspicious birth took place on the 1st of Ramadan, the year 470 of Hazrat Pirani Pir. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the people, they ask me, why your name is Abdul Qadir? I say, Hazrat Pirani Pir. He say, when Hazrat Pirani Pir was born? I say, 1st Ramadan. When you were born? I say, I also was born Ramadan. But we simple Simon. Yeah, I must remember this. Don't come think that I'm just showing you, but it's true what I'm saying. Still, yeah. After that is obviously something else. So you must remember Hazrat Pirani Pir, mother make in Jilan. Don't remember. Abdul Qadir Jilani. They say Gilani also. So anyway, the saint of Jilan, English book, if you don't have Arabics and books and all that in Urdu. So anyway, you must remember Hazrat Pirani Pir now has to go and study. We spoke of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Whose fiqh he is to follow? He is to follow Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Hazrat Pirani Pir used to follow Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That was the school he used to follow. Hazrat Pirani Pir, rahimahullah, you must remember, after acquiring all the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah and everything, so you must remember, then the majlis starts. So when we speak and all that, half the people are gone in muraqabah, they go and they fast asleep, snoring, you know. Hazrat Pirani Pir used to speak, you must remember, the deal that used to go into harkat, used to go into zikr of Allah. Thus, when it's summer's day, you're sitting next to the aircon, so you're sitting next to the fan, and it's a hot summer's day, the coolness will have a positive impact upon you. A cold winter's day, you sit next to the heater, the warmth will have impact upon you. So what do you think when you sit with the saliheen and with the awliyaullah? The piety will rub off onto you. There's no question about that. If you'll understand hadith, there's a scholar, I quoted his name just now, Ibn al-Jawzi. Ibn al-Jawzi was critical of Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. I don't agree with this, I don't agree. Then when he came, he sat in the majlis of Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. Then the noor of knowledge. Today we have a lot of darulums, madrasas, all. But the noor is missing many a time. So one is the words, but one is the effulgence and the noor. So the noor started entering in his heart. Then he became such a great mu'taqid, as we call, murid and whatever else like, of Hazrat Pirani Pir. Then he used to say, Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, if you know hadith and about tasawwuf and tazkiyah, Ibn al-Jawzi used to say, I studied Quran by heart, everything. Hadith I knew. I know Rijal. Rijal are the reporters of the hadith. Fiqh I knew. Meaning the sciences, I bahated it. But this heart could not become soft. This heart could not melt. I could not cry in front of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then when I said by Hazrat Pirani Pir Rahimahullah, then this heart came right. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. Why we got all these things? So that is what Hazrat Pirani Pir Rahimahullah used to do. That today you see, we look at the pockets of people. Then we will speak to him. Because today is no more yu'minuna bil ghaib. That believe in the unseen is yu'minuna bil jayb. How much I can collect from this guy? That is our upside down business. So Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, he wrote so many books. He wrote Hunyatul Talibin, he wrote Futuhul Ghaib. All these books today are translated, you must remember, Urdu, English, various languages. I want to share with you what he taught us. Hazrat Pira, we used to go every day there to the Mubarak Mazar when we were in Iraq. So every day, first stop, Hazrat Pira Nepir. Then we go Imam Abu Hanifa, then we go Imam Abu Yusuf, then we go, yeah, Hazrat Salman Farsi, then we go. But first stop, because the hotel was near also, and we used to go there. So, and every day, new people you meet, and we used to go. So, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, wrote books. Each one of us should read that books. They're available. Hunyatul Talibin is one of the most famous books. So, what did he say and teach us, my brothers? Hazrat Pirani Pir, what did he say? This is the lesson. If you didn't understand what I said, at least understand this. He said, وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily? You hear on the radio, this person passed away, the 80-90%, we don't know who's the person. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ وَبِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person going into that kafan, me and you, we are busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. Every day you must remember, one brother met me today, he told me, there's a new wave here in Durban. So I told him, but brother, I saw a lot of waves there in the sea, you know. So he just looked down, they said, this guy, undoj marito, you know, he gave upside down answer, you understood? So sometimes we have to mix this kind of stories. So you must remember today the people in the Qabristan also, they will say, how's the dollar and the euro? Pride is a mayyid, it's another, at least think of death. But he'll speak of the euro and the dollar and all this. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. So how many of us think of the kafan? We busy in the mall, in the market, in the bazaar. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani teaching us. How many graves are being dug every day? One alim said, lockdown, lockdown. You say, look down, look down. The qabr is waiting. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. So how many graves are being dug every day? Where I come from? So must be one of the busiest every day. 10-12 graves they're busy. Digging every day. You come and see. So you must remember that. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person going to that graveyard, Hazrat Pirani Pir said, we are deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. That today I just pulled out my new BM, I pulled up my new Merc, I pulled up my new Porsche, and I'm staying here, I'm staying there. So remember, all those are short-lived. My son is getting married this weekend. We are already thinking of the walima. Never mind walima. We're thinking of next year, the akika already. See? So we must remember this kind of thing. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person who's going to the grave, he's deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person today is smiling? My health is excellent. I went to the doctor today, clean bill of health. My children excelling, everyone passed with distinction. My business, this branch, that branch, everyone showing greater profit than last year, December. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. Smiling. وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Going to the masjid, going home, accident, finish, history gone. So brothers, that is Hazrat Pirani Pir. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah's message. I conclude with this. I want each one of you to understand this point. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the sun, S-U-N, and says, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah made the sun, siraj, a light, a radiance. But when it came to Habibuna, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did Allah Jalla Wala say? da'iyan ilallahi bi'idnihi wa sirajan munira. That the Noor, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is greater than the sun, greater than every creation. And the Noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue. The message of Nabi alayhi salam, the Noorani message. So take the Noorani message of the Master alayhi salatu salam, like Imam, like the Sahaba, like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, like Hazrat Piran Pir. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked, oh Imam Ahmad, you are so great in tafsir. You are better than Bahalul. Bahalul was the Waliullah. You know so many ahadith. You wrote your book, Mustad Ahmad. And you must, that you know so much fiqh. For what you have to go sit by Bahalul? When we went to Iraq, we went to Hazrat Bahalul's grave. So he said, what you saying, my students, is correct. But one thing, Bahalul knows more than me. He knows the love of Allah more than me. So I go and sit there so more love can enter and penetrate the inner recesses of my heart. So my brothers, follow Quran Sharif. Follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the Ahlul Bayt. Follow the beloved Sahaba. Follow the Awliyaullah. And remember, follow the four schools of thought. That in a nutshell is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In conclusion, we thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the entire Capital Group. We thank the Ansar Radio, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Hafiz Shabir Basha, and our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal of Sirius FM. We thank our Hafiz Uwais Hafizahullah, the trustees of the Sufi Masjid. Yeah, Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. So remember, there's a great tafsir, Ibn Kathir. What Ibn Kathir? So one thing leads to another. So subhanallah, if you go to Damascus, Ibn Kathir is buried there. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, is buried there. And the graveyard's name, Maqabiru Sufiyyah. The Awliyaullah used to be buried there. So make dua tomorrow when we leave this world. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. We got 2 minutes left to make dua, brothers. Make dua for the Ummah, make dua for our beloved country, South Africa. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayuni waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba ahlil bayt wa hubba ashabin nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma shfi maradana wa maradal muslimin wa rahm mawtana mawtal muslimin. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.